From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Sarah Reif. In the past few years, local businesses have been pummeled by a series of catastrophic disturbances, from wildfires to power shutoffs to the current pandemic. Small businesses are often especially vulnerable to upset, but sometimes they're also more nimble. John Freck has been one of the owners of Black Oak Coffee Roasters in Ukiah for 7 years now. Ordinarily, the cafe is a hub of social and professional activity, with people lounging on couches and easy chairs or putting their heads together for a quiet conversation. Now, masked customers wash their hands outside before entering through the patio and standing 6 feet apart as they place their orders. Freck spoke about some of the changes he's been through in the last 2 months during a socially distanced interview through masks in a storeroom with an open roll-up door. And the last time I interviewed you was during the PSPS, our October disaster, and you were so busy. The place was just packed with people, and it's a little bit more of a minimalist approach now. How's your volume changed? Like, about how many customers do you have per day?
So our customer volume is about roughly a third of what it is in our normal period of time. We've also limited our hours a bit. We feel like until we have better guidance on how to clearly make our workplace safe, having a smaller team is going to be a lot safer, because we just have less connections between us to be able to potentially spread any virus. So our team is about half of what it was. We had about 20 before and we're about 10 now. I've never ever laid anyone off before. And, you know, it started dawning on me that there was really no other path forward for us. So that was it's been a really challenging process to deal with, you know, letting people go that you really don't deserve, to not have a job, and you would, and under normal circumstances, never make that same decision.
And are there any alternatives? I noticed that there's some Black Oak coffee available at Costco, and I was really surprised.
That's been a bright spot for sure. We already had a direct-to-consumer online business before, and we have a monthly coffee club, and those things have really picked up. And then we've been able to see more volume into grocery stores.
How much longer do you think that you can sustain your business at this level?
We're diversified enough that even if the cafe business never really recovers or takes years to recover, I think our diversity is going to make sure that we're here indefinitely. I mean, some people would say small businesses kind of get in their own way because you try to do so many different things and you can't really be good at all of them. But we had definitely been working quite a bit on our website and growing our subscriber base for our coffee club. And so we already had a lot of the infrastructure in place. And once that business shifted, we just really were able to, you know, move a lot of customers into that channel pretty seamlessly. And that was really great. And then the grocery business is really tough for a small business. It's honestly one of the toughest businesses to be in. It was never one of our best parts of the business. But being able to grow the volume there just has really helped us. I mean, the business looks nothing like it did 6 weeks ago.
How does this disaster compare to the last time we talked during the PSPS, just in terms of its impact?
There's a really less clear mandate on how you run a business now, in that I think that for our community and our economy in the long run, the best decisions we can make are for the long-term health of our community. And there's a lot of very unclear pathways through this current situation. Whereas, like, during PSPS, it was like, we just need to get power and open our doors and make as much coffee as we can. And it was really, really challenging, but there wasn't like an existential uncertainty like there is now. I mean, as a public gathering place, as one of our primary functions in the past, that is essentially not safe anymore. So a lot of what we're doing now is just figuring out how to keep our staff and customers safe. It's much more important than, like, you know, how much money you make in a day. Even as we get a little bit busier, it's like, wow, I don't want to be the cause. I don't want to be an attractive nuisance for people leaving the house. Like, we want to be there for people that are out doing essential business, but we don't want to be the reason why the spread of the virus accelerates in the community, because, you know, we may sell another coffee, but in reality, we want to get back to being a community resource and a center of activity. And we'll never get back to that if we can't put public health first.
Well, at some point I will count how many times you said lack of clarity, but it sounds like that is the huge, huge issue for everybody is what do we do?
Yeah. And the level of decision making in the face of uncertainty is something I've never experienced before. You know, you have to kind of choose between, well, okay, if I get a PPP loan, I can hire employees back. But if I don't have the business and I make the workplace too crowded such that people can't be safe in the workplace, then am I really doing anyone a favor by adding an additional job? I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer to a lot of those things. And I'm hoping that there'll be more data on the public health effects of these things and the reopening and things like that. But I think right now it's just sort of like proceed very cautiously and slowly and just keep really up to date on what's going on.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.